You are listening to Aftersight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for Front Range 50 Plus Marketplace News, read by Petra Mike. CU Anschwitz Annual 2025 Geriatrics Symposium. In October, Colorado University Anschwitz Medical Center held the annual all-day geriatric symposium at their Aurora campus. Over 250 people and multiple vendors in many medical and healthcare professions attended the event. After the light breakfast, host and geriatrics chair, Carrie Levy, MD and PhD, provided the welcome introduction, followed by the opening keynote speaker, Dr. Carrie Moreau, geriatrics professor at Anschwitz. Carrie spoke about vascular aging from head to toe. She explained that most seniors over 60 years have arterial stiffness and thickness of their blood vessels that affects women after menopause, usually after 40 years of age. Reversing artery hardening is difficult to do. However, exercise and proper nutrition help to reduce artery thickness. Alzheimer's and kidney disease, bone deterioration also affects more women more than men, whereas muscle deterioration affects more men. Women taking hormonal therapy will last 15 years longer than average. Statin prescriptions do improve blood pressure by reducing cholesterol levels in both sexes. Interesting, she elaborated, that testosterone therapy treatment didn't improve aging for men. The conference had multiple breakout sessions throughout the day, which I only attended several sessions that interest me. Other breakout sessions not attended included your feet, ears, retinal aging, cancer in older adults, oral health, knees, caregiving tips, weighted vest, skin issues, and arthritis. Dr. Victoria Pellock, professor of neurology and ophthalmology at Anschwitz, discussed vision and cognitive issues. She indicated age-related ocular changes causes presbyopia, which is the age-related loss of the eye's ability to focus on nearby objects, typically beginning after age 40. It's caused by the gradual stiffening of the lens inside the eye, making close-up tasks like reading more difficult. Diabetes and cardio effects make it even worse. Certain drugs, such as antidepressants, antihistamines, and diuretics, are causes, but several treatments include reading glasses, either bifocals or progressive lens or contact lens too. Victoria mentioned 25% of the brain is dedicated to your vision. It also controls your physical movement, recognition and memory, and decision making. Several eye defects include cataracts, macular degeneration, glaucoma, but are treatable. Eye diseases affects an understanding, comprehension, and dementia. However, routine annual testing can maintain a healthy lifestyle with diet, exercise, socializing, and intellectual stimulation. Lauren Beinken and Catherine O'Hara, graduate audiologist students at Anschwitz, discuss how diabetes and hearing affect lifelong health. Sadly, 38.4 million Americans have diabetes, while 98 million Americans are near diabetic stages. Diabetes is the 8th leading cause of death, and most cases can be treated or reversed in some cases. Diabetes affects many parts of the body, including the heart, eyes, feet, nerves, blood vessels, stomach, brain, skin, kidneys, sexual habits, mouth, and hearing, including your balance. Other causes are neuropathy, high blood sugar, speech effects, falling down, impaired visual acuity, diminished posture, increased risk of noise exposure, and using ototoxic drugs. Expect higher frequency loss in hearing from noise levels greater than 60 decibels, but low than 60 decibels results in normal hearing. The effects of hearing loss include social isolation and loneliness in most Americans, decreased mental health and higher cognitive decline problems, fatigue and decreased memory. Dementia increased hearing loss of 200 to 500% in many Americans. Healthcare providers refer patients to audiologists, for hearing evaluation likely will need hearing aids as needed. Both students recommended regular hearing screenings and protect your hearing in noisy areas, which can cause tinnitus, constant buzzing, from constant high levels of noise such as loud music or construction in any environment. Dr. Samantha Farrow, PhD and assistant professor in geriatrics, discussed issues from stress during challenging times. A 2024 survey of 3,300 adults under stress topic affected 77% of our nation, 73% of our economy, and 69% of the 2024 election results. Four of five adults felt that last election was a roller coaster ride, with 25% of Americans losing sleep over the election results. She elaborated on the fact that 50% of adults were less likely to connect with people due to stress. For example, 30% of family members didn't interact with each other due to differences in values, especially politics. Over 70% felt there was too much misinformation in today's world, while 80% lost the ability to have civil disagreements and were emotionally stressed. However, there are three components: 1, self-kindness; 2, common humanity interaction; and 3, mindfulness, a relaxing technique that has positive health benefits for reducing stress. Dr. Hilary Lum, MD and PhD, professor of geriatrics, provided tips for navigating caregiving for others and ourselves. She explained, caregiving is hard, complex, and very common for most adults. 51% of caregivers felt a sense of purpose as a caregiver. Caregiving affects psychological, social, spiritual, emotional, and educational needs. Always ask for caregiving help through a friend or a collegian group referrals, or from your local area agency on aging AAA facilities, including online help. Many collegian groups and AAAs offer caregiving classes to prevent or reduce stress as a caregiver. In 2024, 6.9 million Americans had Alzheimer's disease in various stages, while 1 million Americans had severe dementia of other types. These types of dementia cause our nation over $215 billion annually. Just in Colorado, 159,000 professional and personal caregivers provided over 184 million hours of caregiving services. Sadly, over 64% of caregivers have high stress and need help. Visit our website at 50plus.news for the remainder of this beneficial article by photojournalist Robert Larson. How to reach us: email robert@50plusmarketplacenews.com, phone 303-694-5512, mailing address 4400 Sioux Drive, Boulder, Colorado, 80303. Website, www.50plusmarketplacenews.com. Boulder calendar: Tuesday, 11 November, the local VFW will present their annual Veterans Day Parade starting at 11 a.m. The parade route starts on Long's Peak Avenue to Main Street to Fort Avenue and includes nearly 100 entries featuring military color guards, floats, military vehicles, bands, and local vendor entries. Wednesday the 12th, Longmont Genealogical Society presents a free hybrid program After You're Gone, Future-proofing Your Genealogy Research by Thomas McEntee, at 1 p.m. at the First Lutheran Church Friendship Room, 3rd and Terry Streets in Longwood. Through a combination of planning, common sense, and new technologies, we'll review how to create an action plan for preserving your genealogy research. Please register to receive the handout or Zoom info on their website at https://longmontgenealogicalsociety.org to receive any handout or Zoom info. AARP presents many free online classes on senior-related topics such as driving, exercise, movies, nutrition, yoga, and more. Visit their website at https://local.aarp.org/virtual-community-center to learn more about the online classes. The Alzheimer's Association presents free online classes, including warning signs, financial and legal support, and caregiver helps on their website at https://training.alz.org. Social Security Today. Social Security announces 2.8% benefit increase for 2026. The Social Security Administration announced today that Social Security benefits, including old age, survivors, and disability insurance, and supplemental security income payments for 75 million will increase 2.8% in 2026. On average, Social Security retirement benefits will increase by about $56 per month starting in January. Over the last decade, the cost of living adjustment, COLA, increase has averaged about 3.1%. The COLA was 2.5% in 2025. Nearly 71 million Social Security beneficiaries will see a 2.8% COLA beginning in January 2026. Increased payments to nearly 7.5 million people receiving SSI will begin on December 31st, 2025. Note that some people receive both Social Security benefits and SSI. Social Security is a promise kept, and the annual cost of living adjustment is one where we are working to make sure benefits reflect today's economic realities and continue to provide a foundation of security, said Social Security Administration Commissioner Frank J. Bisignano. The cost of living adjustment is a vital part of how Social Security delivers on its mission. Other adjustments that take effect in January of each year are based on the increase in average wages. Based on that increase, the maximum amount of earnings subject to Social Security tax, taxable maximum, is slated to increase to $184,500 from $176,100. Social Security begins notifying people about their new benefits amount by mail starting in early December 2025. Similar to last year, Social Security beneficiaries will receive a simplified one-page COLA notice, which uses plain and personalized language and provides exact dates and dollar amounts of an individual new benefit amount and any deductions. Individuals who have Social Security accounts can view their COLA notices online, which is secure, easy, and faster than receiving a letter in the mail. Account holders can set up text or email alerts when they receive a new message, such as their COLA notice. To receive a COLA notice online, individuals will need to create or sign into their personal My Social Security account and opt out of paper notice by November 19, 2025. Go digital. Create an account today at www.ssa.gov/myaccount. An online My Social Security account also gives individual access to request a replacement Social Security card, view their claim status and benefits, and view their SSA 1099. Information about Medicare changes for 2026 will be available at www.medicare.gov. For the Medicare enrollees, the 2026 premium amount will be available via My Social Security Message Center starting in late November. Individuals who have not opt out to receive messages online will receive their COLA notice by mail in December. The Social Security Act provides for how the COLA is calculated. The Social Security Act ties the annual COLA to the increase in the Consumer Price Index for urban wage earners and clerical workers as determined by the Department of Labor's Bureau of Labor Statistics. For additional information, visit www.ssa.gov/COLA. Mental health to our veterans on November 11th, Dr. David Remart. To have served your country with distinction and honor is one of the most noble pursuits I know. To subject oneself to overseas deployment and potential active combat must be terrifying. To suffer from the trauma inflicted by combat is debilitating. I know this not from a personal experience, but because I've listened to countless stories as vets have shared their horrors and their pain. With inspiring vulnerability, vets have given me a glimpse into some of their worst days and worst experiences and allow me to grieve and process alongside them. No, I don't claim to know what it's like to be outside the wire, and I wouldn't dishonor you by reducing your experiences to a cluster of symptoms. What I do know is that many veterans suffer from these experiences and might benefit from the care we provide. I understand the reluctance that comes from a "you weren't there" mentality, but there are people who do what I do and were there. Don't hold on to your pain like a warm blanket if you suffer. Seek out someone you can unburden yourself with and know that you are not the sum total of your trauma. We owe our veterans a huge debt of gratitude. At some time in their life, they experienced a prescribed period where they voluntarily separated themselves from their families and communities. In many cases, they entered very dangerous areas of the world and risked their lives so that we might freely live ours. We thank all veterans for their service, and we offer ours in return. Dr. David Remart is a Longmont-based psychologist at Clinica Family Health and Wellness, formerly Mental Health Partners, a nonprofit community health center serving Adams, Boulder, Broomfield, and Gilpin counties. Go further with pace. Independence starts here. Or you are a loved one, 55 plus, and looking for extra support to stay independent, active, and healthy at home? With PACE, Program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly, you don't just get care, you gain a partner in living to the fullest. Ready to go further with PACE? Call True PACE 303-665-0115. Visit www.pace.truecare.org. Why choose PACE? Comprehensive medical care, social engagement, transportation services, support for caregivers. Benefits in action. Struggling to buy food? We can help. Call now, 720-826-6989. Poetry Rising. November, the time of acceptable and sanctioned moments of gratitude. Perhaps eating a little too much? Yet never accused of being too grateful. Here we sit with the luxury of being able to read the newspaper in the comforts of our homes. Some of us have friends or family who can touch and hug, and some may not. And graciously, no matter where you are or who you are, there's always the magic moments, unscheduled, unexpected. The poet waits. In all the world, there's this thing called waiting. Everyone knows the stillness of the photographer spending hundreds of hours waiting for the magic moment. The hope will come. The poet, on the other hand, is waiting for the words because nature has already called their name. We know that this spectacular show that nature puts on for us might only be seen by a few. If the poet can remember, they wait for the words they know will come. And even if it's only quiet and silence is a gift, even then it's worth waiting for. Even then. Barbara Wood Gray. https://www.youtube.com/sharingthesong/videos. Email barbarawoodgray@gmail.com. Technology is hip. Be aware of internet user security devices. Barbara Larson. A recent Deutsche Welle TV science program indicated that hackers could compromise many internet user security devices. These internet user devices include remote control door locks, video cameras, computers, smartphones, security system, email system, and many more devices. However, there are many advantages and disadvantages of these types of internet devices as follows. Advantages of internet-related security devices include 1. Protection of sensitive data, which includes strong security measures, encryption, firewalls, antivirus, reducing risk of identity theft and fraud. 2. Business continuity and reliability, such as cybersecurity tools, help prevent downtime caused by malware or ransomware. 3. Compliance with regulations involving many industries, healthcare, finance, government, that require strict data protection. 4. Prevention of malware and spyware using antivirus and intrusion detecting system. 5. User and client trust using secure system reassure customers and user confidence. And 6. Safeguarding IoT devices with smart homes, wearables, connected appliances. Security prevents hackers from exploiting vulnerabilities in everyday devices. Several disadvantages of these devices include 1. Cost of implementation using high-quality security solution, firewalls, intrusion detection, endpoint protection can be expensive. 2. Performance impact of security software may slow down devices by consuming memory, processing power, or bandwidth. 3. Complexity and maintenance of security system require regular updates, monitoring, and skillful management. 4. False sense of security may assume they are fully protected and engage in risky behavior by clicking suspicious links. 5. User inconvenience using strong security often requires multi-factor authentication, frequent password changes, or restricted access, which can frustrate many users. And 6. Evolving threat issues from cyber criminals constantly develop new attack methods. The bottom line of these security internet-related devices is essential, but not absolute. It provides critical protection for data, privacy, and system stability, but it comes with financial, technical, and usability trade-offs. The most effective approach is combining technical defenses with user awareness and regular software updates. Bob Larson is a technologist and marketing director for 50 Plus. Reflections. Welcome to your second home, Martha Coffin Evans. Years ago, when I first moved to California for my teaching job, I knew one couple friend of my parents. They live in Riverside, about an hour or so away from me. They were kind enough to give me a second home during those early years. I'd call the Sayers and go for a visit along with a meal with them. How special that became for me and my parents, too. Soon, teacher friends would invite me to join them at their family homes in Northern California for Thanksgiving. I came home to Boulder for Christmas, but sharing that second home with them during that holiday helped close the distance. Some years ago, I learned how much a home meant to another who moved there. I can't imagine how different my life would have been had I not known you and become part of your family, commented Emily. Coming here from Illinois to college, she knew no one except us from my cousin's family friend. She noted how important the years have been from her collegiate times to when Emily lived with us for a few months and since her return to Colorado for a job. She recalls special Sunday evening dinners with 60 Minutes. My mom always asks about you, Emily continued. She's so grateful you gave me a second home. Our second home meals have continued as she's now part of our family members as they plan the holiday ones starting with Thanksgiving through Easter and beyond. Sometimes, we don't realize how we've helped others when they've moved into our schools or communities. Hearing that importance is most gratifying. I remain grateful for the gift of that second home years ago. I still cook Alice Sayers' tamale pie recipe and remember their kindness to this family friend from Colorado. Have you had the opportunity to share your home with another? It could be the best gift you give. Martha Marty Coffin Evans is a freelance writer with Mace Associate LLC. She can be reached at itsmemarty@aol.com or MartyCoffinEvans.com. Denver Metro November calendar. Saturday the 8th, the Denver Veterans Day Parade will occur at 9 a.m. starting at the City Park, will feature marching bands, floats, military vehicles, and historical reenactments representing different conflicts in military history. Colorado Genealogical Society presents a free class on beginning genealogy by instructor Carol Darrow at 10 a.m. on Zoom. Beginning Genealogy is an introductory genealogy class that will introduce to the U.S. Census records and basic record groups such as birth and death records, marriage records. You will learn how to record information on pedigree charts and family group sheets. Please register online at https://cogensoc.us. Douglas County Veterans Service Office and Douglas County Veterans Monument Foundation invite you to a Veterans Day ceremony to honor our American heroes. The event begins at 11 a.m. at Veterans Monument Plaza, 301 Wilcox Street in Castle Rock. This year, the program will feature former Navy SEAL and current motivational and leadership speaker, Philip Koontz. Thursday the 13th, Aurora's annual Veterans Salute will take place from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Hyatt Regency Aurora Denver Conference Center, 13200 East, 14th Place. At 11:30 a.m. begins the main program featuring a patriotic luncheon, live entertainment by the Victory Three Singers, plus heartfelt stories from local veterans, the Mission Viejo Elementary School Choir, and a formal recognition ceremony for military veterans. Tickets are $15 per person and available for purchase through Wednesday. Online at ticket-veteransalute2025-eventeny. City of Littleton celebrates Cutting Edge Award winners. The City of Littleton create the Cutting Edge Award this year to celebrate Littleton businesses that demonstrate innovation, creativity, sustainability, and community involvement. There are four winners, one in each city council district. District 1, Town Hall Arts Center. Town Hall Arts Center was recognized for its role as cultural cornerstone in Littleton, with more than 35,000 visitors annually. Town Hall Arts Center drives economic activity, partners with local school and businesses, and encourages community engagement. Their continued innovation and resilience, now entering their 43rd season, make them a leader in arts and downtown vibrancy. District 2, Doctors Care. Doctors Care was honored for its commitment to delivering affordable, high-quality healthcare to underserved populations. For over 35 years, they have supported the health and stability of Littleton workforce, children, and families. Their programs help clients navigate complex healthcare system, ensuring access and well-being for all. District 4, Advent Health Littleton. Advent Health Littleton earned recognition for redefining cardiac care with its Hearts and Vascular Institute, which brings advanced procedures and cutting-edge technology to the region. As one of Littleton's largest employers, Advent Health continues to grow jobs, expand care, and invest in sustainability while remaining a trusted healthcare and community leader. District 4, Ted's Montana Grill. Ted's Montana Grill was recognized for more than 40 decades of innovation in sustainability dining. Their efforts have reduced plastic and food waste, supported business conservation, and advanced farm-to-table practices. With over 1,000 Littleton residents employed since opening and more than 2 million guests served, Ted has made a lasting economic and community impact. Congratulations to the first winners of Littleton Cutting Edge Award. See pictured below. Denver Regional Mobility and Access Council. Denver Regional Mobility and Access Council is a nonprofit organization that addresses transit needs for all by coordinating, advocating, and educating to achieve a mission of mobility and access for all. DRMAC serves the following Colorado counties: Adams, Arapaho, Boulder, Broomfield, Clear Creek, Denver, Douglas, Gilpin, and Jefferson. Get their travel training. Darmac provides a free multimodal transit training course teaching individuals in our community how to use a variety of mobile options other than SOV. To register for a travel training, email sonneill@drmac-co.org. Get their guide. Getting their guide is a printed guide to transportation services for the Denver metro area. To download a PDF version of the guide or to request a paper copy, please visit our website at www.drmac-co.org or call us at 303-243-3113. DRMAC hosts monthly meetings, events, and trainings in partnership with the community to share information and resources. The overall goal is to make transportation accessible and affordable for all. Information and assistance line. DRMAC Transportation INA Center is a free live line resource to help users identify transportation options in the Metro Denver area. The INA line is open Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call 303-243-3113. Getting There Travel App. The Getting There app is a great tool to use when looking for transit options on the go. Our app provides transit options tailored to location, accommodations, age, and more. It's free to download, easy to use, and can be downloaded onto Apple and Android devices. Membership. The support of our members and community partners is crucial to our mission. Membership helps us continue our work from a four-pronged approach, advocacy, coordination, education, and information. For more information about DRMAC programs, please email info@drmac-co.org or call 303-243-3113. Your generosity and time can make a world of difference. The need for support is growing. If you're able to provide resources or your time, you can help us make a real difference in Arapaho and other Colorado counties for those navigating hardship. Please consider the following opportunities. Local food banks on the strain. Even before the government shut down, local food banks were already experiencing increased demand. Monetary donations can help them quickly buy in bulk to meet the unprecedented need. Please consider donating to your local food bank or to Feeding Colorado through November 7th. Money or your time. Learn more at arapahoco.gov/Thanksgiving Food Drive. Dig out a neighbor this winter. For individuals with physical limitations, snowy walkways and driveways can create serious safety hazard. This program will match you with a neighbor in need within a short distance from your home. Volunteers especially needed in Aurora, Greenwood Village, and Centennial. Learn more at arapahoco.gov/digout. Partnering for the holidays through December 4th. Arapaho County Human Services is collecting new unwrapped gifts to help provide client family facing hardship, a holiday shopping experience, and a simple joy of choosing meaningful gifts for their loved ones. Learn more at arapahoco.gov/partnering. They left the door open. The town of Yemassee, South Carolina, with its population of slightly more than 1,000 residents, has quite a population of monkeys. Some 3,500 rhesus monkeys housed at the Alpha Genesis Research Facility. And so it created quite a stir when 43 of the chimps escaped and the Yemassee Police Department issues a warning strongly advising residents to keep doors and windows secure to prevent these animals from entering homes. CBS News reported that someone failed to secure a door at the enclosure, allowing the monkeys to roam free. Authorities have been successful in slowly recovering the monkeys. Dragonfly mania. Sandflies, and horseflies can disturb your day on the beach. In August and September, it's not unusual to encounter dragonflies as well. Despite their name, dragonflies are harmless, but they can ruin a day at the beach when they gather en masse like they did recently in Missquamicot Beach in Westerly, Rhode Island, where hundreds of thousands of them gathered in swarms all at once. It was like a scene from a horror movie, according to one reporter. Free admissions, free parking, free healthcare screening, free refreshments, prizes every hour, giveaways, great information. Senior Expo, November 11, 2025, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Fieldhouse, USA, 14200 East Alameda Avenue, Aurora, Colorado, 80012. Interested in being an exhibitor or sponsor, visit www.seniorexpousa.com. Connect with dozens of local companies dedicated to helping seniors, including assisted living, audiology, veteran benefits, mobility solutions, home care, Medicare, financial planning, independent living, memory care, hospice, insurance, medical equipment, physical therapy, and more. Scan to pre-register for your chance to win a $200 Visa gift card and other prizes at the expo. Colorado Gerontological Society funds to help with utilities available November 1st. Eileen Doherty. As of this writing and assuming the government shutdown is solved, Colorado's older adults can expect to have LEAP funds available to help pay upcoming utility bills. If the shutdown continues past November 1st, there may be delays or changes to the program. If you currently pay for utilities, either directly to a utility company or as part of rent, and your household income is less than $3,607 per month for a single individual or $4,717 per month for a couple. When you apply, you will need to complete and sign the application. Include a copy of lawful documentation such as a Colorado ID or driver's license. You will also need social security numbers and birth dates for all members of the household, as well as copies of household income and a recent heating bill. Applications can be submitted online at Colorado Peaks, cdhs.colorado.gov/LEAP. Click on the energy icon to complete your application. You can also apply at www.senioranswers.org. Apply between November 1st, 2025 and April 30th, 2026. If you choose to submit a paper application, most forms need to be mailed to LEAP, Post Office Box 39200, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80949. The exceptions are Alamosa, Gilpin, La Plata, Mineral, Montrose, Pueblo, and Rio Blanco counties. You can request a paper application at 1-866-432-8435 or 303-333-3482. Most benefits are paid within 10 to 25 days in non-emergency cases. If you have a shutoff notice from your utility company, call 1-866-432-8435 and they may be able to expedite your payments. LEAP does not pay the full cost of utility payment. You should continue to pay your utility bill. Your LEAP payment will be sent directly to your utility company unless your utilities are included in your rent. Then funds will be loaded on your EBT card. This is the same as your SNAP card if you have one. For more information, visit www.senioranswers.org or call 303-333-3482. Eileen Doherty is the Executive Director of Colorado Gerontological Society. Denver Parks and Recreation opened gates to Park Hill. In late October, Denver Parks and Recreation, DPR, alongside Mayor Mike Johnston, Councilwoman Chantal M. Lewis, and Councilman Darrell Watson celebrated the initial opening of Park Hill Park. Thanks to a historic land exchange, the city now owns this site, which is open to the public for passive recreation from sunrise to sunset 7 days a week. Visitors can enjoy existing trails, natural scenery, and wildlife viewing, though amenities are minimal at this stage. Today has been years in the making, and we are here only because of the tireless efforts of community advocates and city employees who want to see this land transform into Denver's next great park, said Mayor Mike Johnston. This opening marks the first step in a long-term process. The full vision and framework for the park are still in development, guiding future designs and features. DPR will continue to engage the community in shaping the park's future, ensuring it reflects the needs and values of the community. In the meantime, the site will continue to be maintained by DPR and managed as open space. Voters made it clear they want to keep green space in the Park Hill neighborhood, says Councilman Chantal M. Lewis. As we move forward with designing and building this regional park, my goal is to ensure the final design is driven by the surrounding community. The land on which Park Hill resides can be traced back to the tribal lands of Arapaho and Nutu and Cheyenne, and carries a historical significance within the Black community in the fight for social justice. This is the beginning, said DPR Executive Director Jolon Clark. This park will be a living representation of our city's love of the outdoors. We will keep involving residents through the design process to turn this beautiful natural space into a lasting community asset. Wheel November calendar, Thursday the 6th. The Wheel County Genealogical Society presents a free program on genealogy research on Zoom at 6:30 p.m. Please register to obtain the Zoom access info at email wcgs.gene@yahoo.com. That's wcgs.gene@yahoo.com. Saturday the 8th, the University of Northern Colorado Music Department features the 41st annual Western States Honor Orchestra Festival Concert will be held at the Campus Commons Performance Hall at 3 p.m. Tickets range from $5 to $17 and can be purchased online at https://tickets.unco.edu/online/seatselect.asp. Tuesday the 11th, the annual Free Veterans Day Parade usually occurs in downtown Greeley at 10 a.m. Visit the internet on this date to see the details. AARP presents many free online classes on senior-related topics such as driving, exercise, movies, nutrition, yoga, and more. Visit their website at https://local.aarp.org/virtual-community-center to learn more about the online classes. The Alzheimer's Association presents free online classes including warning signs, financial and legal support, and caregiver helps on their website at https://training.alz.org. Johnston Senior Center Christmas Boutique, Saturday, December 6, 2025, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Free entry. Craft fair, foods and drinks, radio flyer, wagons of toys. Tickets available now or at the event. Silent auction is from 9 to 2 p.m. Santa Claus is from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. Bring your camera. Windsor Community Playhouse, Fridays and Saturdays at 6 p.m., Sundays at 1. One Christmas Eve at Evergreen Mall by Lynn Holiday, James Hidman, Arlene Hutton, and Craig Popsis, Pop Pisil. November 21st to December 14, 2025. Annual dinner theater reservations are required. 561 East Garden Drive, Unit A, Windsor, Colorado, 80550. Email them at info@windsorplayhouse.org or call them at 970-674-1794. Christmas Boutique 2025. The Johnstown Senior Center is excited once again to offer its annual Christmas Boutique. This long-standing tradition brings local area crafters into a one-stop shopping experience. Shop craft vendors offering items such as candles, homemade breads, unique jewelry, and holiday decor, distinctive resin and 3D printed items, hats, quilts, and much more. While you are here, be sure to buy tickets for a chance to win a Radio Flyer wagon full of toys valued at over $500. We also have two rooms dedicated to silent auction items such as gift cards to local restaurants, retail shopping, local coffee shops, or handmade items. You don't want to miss out on the great deals and the thrilling rush for bidding the previous person. And whether you have kids with you or you're just a kid at heart, come take your picture with Santa Claus. And to satisfy that appetite, we will also have a small concession stand. This exciting event will be on Saturday, December 6th. Craft event and wagon is from 9 to 3 p.m. Silent auction is from 9 to 2 p.m. And Santa Claus is from 11:30 to 1:30 p.m. Hope to see you there. Life Care Center of Greeley, skilled nursing short-term therapy. Care with confidence. No matter where you are in life, we will be here to provide the care you need with the compassion you deserve. 970-330-6400, 4800 25th Street, Greeley, Colorado, 80634. LifeCareCenterofGreeley.com. Honoring Veterans. Join us for a heartfelt Veterans Day celebration on Tuesday, November 4th from 10 to 11 a.m. at the Greeley Active Adult Center, 1010 6th Street, Greeley, Colorado. Enjoy a special light breakfast, light entertainment, and help us honor those who serve. Veterans are invited to sign up to have their photo added to our Veterans Wall. Photos taken December 9th. Let's come together in gratitude and celebration. This free program requires a reservation by November 3rd. For more information, please call 970-350-9440. Thank you, veterans, honoring those who have served. The U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs offers various programs to veterans and their families to help pay for in-home care. Millions of qualifying veterans and their surviving spouse do not access this program simply because they are not aware of them. Call us to find out if you qualify. Let's start talking about living. Right at home. In-home care and assistance, Fort Collins office, 970-494-1111, 330 East Mulberry. Greeley office is 970-888-3451, 4673 West 20th Street. Thanksgiving Day quotes. Gratitude is happiness doubled by wonder. G.K. Chesterton. There is always, always something to be thankful for, unknown. In ordinary life, we hardly realize that we receive a great deal more than we give, and that is only with gratitude that life becomes rich. Gratitude can transform common days into Thanksgiving, turn routine jobs into joy, and change ordinary opportunities into blessings. William Arthur. An optimist is a person who starts a new diet on Thanksgiving Day. I come from a family where gravy is considered a beverage. Thanksgiving, man, not a good day to be my pants. May your Thanksgiving be full of happy moments, good food, and great company. Wishing you a bountiful Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving. I'm thankful for every moment. Hope your day is filled with warm memories, delicious meals, and lots of joy.
her career
in now building a business. Mary Kay Malcolm, MBA, new career path is now focused on business development for seniors, helping seniors in Northern Colorado. Mary Kay's background is extensive in 10 different clinical fields with Pfizer Pharmaceuticals, including Alzheimer's and dementia. Her mission is fueled by her passion to honor senior desires to remain independent at home and provide the resources they need. If you think Mary Kay might be assistance to you, please call her at Seniors Helping Seniors, 970-631-8251. That's Seniors Helping Seniors, 970-631-8251. Tis the season to sing Christmas merriment, sponsored by Windsor Community Playhouse and 50 Plus Marketplace News. Come join us. It's Christmas time. Jonah Scott, Kelsey Jo Bascom, Steve Feinstein, Wendy Russell, Craig Nelson, Sunday, December 21st, 2025 at 2 p.m. Tickets are $22 per person. Order online at windsorplayhouse.org or call 970-674-1790. Windsor Community Playhouse, 561 East Garden Drive, Unit A, Windsor, Colorado, 80550. Medicare Made Easy. Tired of phone calls and letters offering to help with Medicare when they're really trying to sell you something? The State Health Insurance Assistance Program SHIP office for Northern Colorado is the only place staffed by Medicare experts who aren't selling. We offer Medicare 101 classes, one-on-one counseling session, assistance during open enrollment, and new this year, a class on how to review your own Medicare options during open enrollment. Call 970-495-8558 for schedules and additional information. Heal with confidence. Recover with gratitude. Thrive with us. This season of thanks reminds us how precious healing truly is. Whether you're preparing for surgery or recovering from an illness or injury, our skilled rehabilitation team is here to support you every step of the way with personalized therapy, exceptional nursing care, and heartfelt encouragement. At our community, we are thankful for every success story, every small victory, and every resident who inspires us daily. Compassionate care, experienced rehab professional, exceptional outcomes, great customer service. Have questions about rehab after surgery? Stop by and talk with our expert therapy team. Call today to schedule a call today to schedule a tour, 970-353-3370, Fair Acres Manor Rehabilitation and Skilled Nursing, 1700 18th Avenue, Greeley, Colorado, www.fairacresmanor.com. Having a farmer's heart. It's that time of year again. Farmers are wrapping up their harvesting chores, preparing for the winter, and reflecting on last year's harvest. While some years are plentiful and some years are lean, a wise farmer always examines his harvest and plans for the adjustment needed next year so that a yield may be higher. A foolish farmer ignores such examination. The process of examination begins with gratitude for the provision. Without the land, the soil, and nourishment provided from above, there could be no harvest to enjoy. I thank God for the farmers who provide for us and pray that they thank Him too. Generosity follows close behind gratitude. Farmers are some of the most generous people I know. Whether plentiful or lean, they are always ready to help those in their community. They are generous with all their resources. I recently officiated at a farmer's memorial service that was attended by many fellow farmers. One of the most significant things that struck me about the group, including the deceased, was their willingness to drop what they were doing and assist a fellow farmer with whatever they needed. Their time, talents, and resources were a gift. And they honored God by making themselves and the gifts available to others in need. That is the true definition of just generosity. Jesus said, "Do not lay up for yourself treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." Matthew 6:19-20, ESV. At the beginning of the chapter 6, Jesus explained that giving so others will honor you and your gift is your earthly reward, but it does not honor God. Giving to those in need in secret, well, fanfare is the God-honoring way to give. This is a farmer's heart, grateful for what it has been received from God and generous with God's gift. May we all strive to be same kind of giver. Bob Pittman, interim pastor, Christian Church of Windsor. www.ccwin.org. Email ccwinchurch@gmail.com. Phone 970-686-2958. Caregiver Appreciation Day, a time of pampering. Join us for an event dedicated to honoring our incredible caregivers. This appreciation is all about relaxation, self-care, and gratitude for the hard work and dedication you show every day. Take this time to recharge, connect with fellow caregivers, and to let us pamper you because you deserve it. We appreciate all that you do, and we can't wait to celebrate you. What to expect? Chair and table massage. Enjoy soothing massages to ease tension and promote relaxation. Foot reflexology. Rejuvenate your feet with targeted pressure therapy. Manicures. Treat yourself to a fresh and polished look. Refreshments and hot coffee and tea. Relax and unwind with a warm cup of comfort and a snack. Date November 7th, 2025, time 10 to 11:30 a.m. Location is Academy of Natural Therapy, 625 8th Avenue, on street parking only. Free, but reservations are required. Call 970-350-9440. There will be no respite care provided at this event. Weld Area Agency on Aging, a season of gratitude. Thank you from Weld County Area Agency on Aging. Pictured below is the Weld Area Agency on Aging staff. As we enter the month of November, a time of reflection and gratitude, the Weld County Area Agency on Aging extends heartfelt thanks to the incredible network of partners, volunteers, and staff who make our mission possible. To our valued community partners, Peer Counseling, Colorado Legal Services, Meals on Wheels, Catholic Charities, and 60 Plus Ride, thank you for your unwavering dedication to serving older adults in our region. Your collaboration ensures that their vital services reach those who need them most with compassion and dignity. We are equally grateful for the many volunteers who give their time and energy to programs like the Friendly Fork, Well Aging Well classes, and beyond. Your kindness and commitment bring connection, nourishment, and joy to so many lives. A special thank you goes to our advisory board members whose insight and guidance help shape programs that are responsive, inclusive, and impactful. Your voices are essential to our community growth and success. And finally, to the AAA employees, the heart of our operations, thank you for your tireless work behind the scenes. Your dedication keeps every program running smoothly and ensures that the older adults in our community are supported, respected, and empowered. This November, we celebrate each of you. Your contributions make a lasting difference, and we are deeply grateful to walk along you in services. With gratitude, the Area Agency on Aging. Veteran Echoes, From Zero to Dark, 30 to 11-11, Loveland's unique Veterans Day tradition. Brad Hoops. Loveland has a proud and time-honored tradition of celebrating our veterans every day, a tribute unlike any other. The day begins in true military fashion at Old Dog 30. Head down to the Associated Veterans Club at 3:30 a.m. and you'll witness dozens of vehicles, each mounted with a bell, line up in the darkness. The city is gridded out and every driver receives the assigned area. At 4 a.m., they begin ringing the bells throughout every street in Loveland, a joyful wake-up call to remind citizens that it's Veterans Day. This tradition began in the mid-1950s when the Bat Brothers mounted an old school bell on their truck and drove through town. Later, at exactly 11:11 a.m., the moment marking the end of World War I, on the 11th hour of the 11th day, the Veterans Day Parade begins. With a thunderous boom, Lee Cooper, dressed in full Revolutionary War garb, fires his musket to start the procession. According to parade coordinator Brian Brackey, Loveland's parade is one of only 56 Veterans Day observances officially recognized nationwide by the VA. The parade starts at the Fort and Railroad and marches north of Garfield Avenue. A heartwarming moment along the route is seeing the children of Truscott Elementary waving flags and cheering proudly for our heroes. The procession concludes at Duane Webster Park, named in honor of Loveland's first World War II casualty, where a ceremony follows. This year's keynote speaker is Navy veteran Phyllis Minch, who will talk about our nation's female veterans. Hope to see you somewhere along the route. Brad Hoops has a passionate project of preserving the stories of our veterans. You can watch these stories at www.youtube.com at Remember and Honor Stories. Veterans Day quotes. Courage is contagious. When a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others are often stiffened. Billy Graham. Never give in, never, 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 in nothing great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force, never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy. Winston Churchill. Courage is resistance to fear, mastery of fear, not absence of fear. Mark Twain. The soldier above all others prays for peace, for it is the soldier who must suffer and bear the deepest wounds and scars of war. Douglas MacArthur. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Some people live an entire lifetime and wonder if they have ever made a difference in the world, but the Marines don't have that problem. Ronald Reagan. Honor to the soldier and sailor everywhere who bravely bears his country cause. Honor also to the citizen who cares for his brother in the field and serves as best he can the same cause. Abraham Lincoln. The willingness with which our young people are likely to serve in any war, no matter how justified, shall be directly proportional to how they perceive the veterans of earlier wars were treated and appreciated by their nation. George Washington. We don't know them all, but we owe them all unknown. As we express our gratitude, we must never forget that the highest appreciation is not to utter words, but to live by them. John Fitzgerald Kennedy. Thank you, veterans. Remember and honor. Celebrating 20 years of service to the community. Northern Colorado Rehabilitation Hospital provides specialized rehabilitative services to patients throughout Northern Colorado who are recovering from disabilities caused by injuries, illnesses, or chronic medical conditions. Many management and staff were on hand to warmly greet and welcome the guests. The hospital is top in its field. Its reputation supports just that. No, Northern Colorado Rehab Hospital is located at 4401 Union Street, Johnstown, Colorado. Picture below, we have Kristen Klipp, Marketing Coordinator, Abba Bosi, Director of Marketing and Business Development, Christina Salas, Chief Executive Officer. Inviting guests are also shown below enjoying the 20-year anniversary celebration. Larimar November Calendar. Thursday the 6th, Alzheimer's Association presents a free program on responding to dementia-related behaviors at 1 p.m. at the Chilson Senior Center, 700 East 4th Street in Loveland. Learn how dementia can change a person's behavior, possible triggers, and person-centered care approaches to address behaviors. To register, please call 800-272-3900. Tuesday the 11th, the local VFW presents the annual day parade at 11:11 a.m. in Loveland. The parade route starts on Railroad Street at Fort Avenue, includes nearly 100 entries featuring military color guards, floats, military vehicles, bands, and local vendor entries. Saturday the 15th, Larimer County Genealogical Society presents a free hybrid program on finding William C. Glasgow by Peter Andy Glasgow on Zoom at 10 a.m. held in the Prairie Sage One Room at the Fort Collins Senior Center. In 2013, 68 years after pilot William C. Glasgow's death in 1945, first cousin Andrew Glasgow started working on his Glasgow family tree. Please register online at www.lcgsco.org to receive the handout and Zoom info. AARP presents many online classes on senior-related topics such as driving, exercise, movies, nutrition, yoga, and more. Visit their website at https://local.aarp.org/virtual-community-center to learn more about the online classes. The Alzheimer's Association presents free online classes including warning signs, financial and legal support, and caregiver helps on their website at https://training.alz.org. It's Edward Bernays' fault, Steve Anderson. Don't know about you, but I really need to be sold on my favorite things, be it food, entertainment, vehicles, electronic tools. It's what I don't need or want or think about ever that seems to flood the airwaves, from medicines with 18 disclaimers to personal products at dinner time. After Fauci's flu numbed most of the world, except for those who realize it's a front to liberty, a power shift in big pharma and insurance also took place, as if part of the plan to make money while further eroding American fabric. Funny enough, ads selling what we don't care about with the dumbest marketing in the history of dumb use some new form of negative response nutcase propaganda or such nonsense. Crafted by limitless pharmaceutical companies protected by equally enormous insurance groups, both set new lows in communication and sales methodology. Then again, as we are forced to buy both products built by one to keep us alive, the other in silhouette well-being neither can provide, why advertise at all? Another tax write-off, leveraged through okay, I'll buy it, just stop with reptile ostriches and numbskull psychics or something intended to cleverly alter our perception. Edward Bernays would be baffled. Known as the father of public relations, Bernays was one of the most influential men of the early 20th century, authoring books about controlling the irrational masses, though subject to herd instinct, while creating demand for bacon and eggs, cigarettes, toiletries, and endless other products through slogans and campaigns. Bernays went on to enable presidents and topple foreign regimes with quote, like, people want to go where they want to be led. Propaganda is the executive arm of the invisible government, and who could forget? The best defense against propaganda is more propaganda, which leaves us one to wonder if instinct is lost forever. Larimer County Office on Aging, National Family Caregivers Month, Mark Sleater. Each November, we observe National Family Caregivers Month, a dedicated time to honor the millions of Americans who provide essential care and support to loved ones facing illnesses, disabilities, or aging. These caregivers, often family members or close friends, play a truly critical role in maintaining the health and well-being of those they care for, frequently while juggling their own significant responsibilities at work and home. The scope of this commitment is vast. According to AARP, over 63 million Americans serve as unpaid caregivers. Their daily roles are incredibly diverse, ranging from managing complex medication schedules and coordinating numerous appointments to providing vital emotional and physical support. While caregiving can be a deeply rewarding experience, it often demands extraordinary personal sacrifice. Many caregivers face significant challenges, including physical and emotional exhaustion, severe stress, burnout, and considerable financial strain. This month-long observance shines a much-needed light on both the profound sacrifices and the remarkable resilience of the caregiver community. It's an important time to raise widespread awareness of the difficulties they face and to vigorously advocate for better support system. These essential support include accessible respite care, financial assistance program, and robust mental health resources tailored to their unique needs. The central goal for this month is simple: to fully acknowledge the vital role caregivers play in our society and ensure they receive the appreciation and tangible support they deserve year-round. This November, you can make a difference. Take a moment to gently thank a caregiver you know, share helpful resources, or simply offer a listening ear. Every small act of kindness and recognition can provide meaningful relief. If you are a family caregiver in Larimore County who wants to learn more about the resources specifically available to you, contact the Office on Aging at 970-498-7750 or email aging@larimore.gov. Habla Español. Holiday Light Sparkles, Downtown Fort Collins. The annual Downtown Holiday Lighting Ceremony, sponsored this year by Fort Collins Connection, is set to kick off the holidays in Old Town Square on Friday, November 7, when the light display will illuminate for the first time this season. Live music will be performed by Gorilla Fanfare Brass Band on the stage in Old Town Square from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m., with a short ceremony taking place at 6:30 p.m. before the lights turn on. The annual tradition of turning on the lights downtown is the unofficial kickoff of the holiday season in Fort Collins, said Director of Community Services Deep Klingner. The holiday lighting program is a unique feature of the Fort Collins community. We are fortunate to live in a place that truly values creating spaces for the people to gather and enjoy being together while also supporting local businesses and restaurants. The lighting program, which is collaboratively funded by the City of Fort Collins, the Downtown Development Authority, and the Downtown's General Improvement District, provides the ideal backdrop for residents as they enjoy all the amenities of the downtown area throughout the winter season. This year's lighting ceremony is sponsored by city partner Fort Collins Connection. Fort Collins Connection is proud to serve as the event sponsor for Downtown Holiday Lighting Ceremony this year, says Chad Krager, Executive Director of Connection. As Fort Collins' community-owned fiber optic internet provider, Connection is dedicated to supporting local initiatives, strengthening Fort Collins' economy, and fostering connection throughout the community. Street closures near the event zone will be placed starting at 3:30 p.m. on Friday, November 7th. The closures include 1, Walnut Street between College Avenue and Mountain Avenue, 2, 200 block of Linden Street between Walnut Street and Jefferson Street, 3, Mountain Avenue eastbound and westbound between College Avenue and Remington Street, and 4, Remington Street between Mountain Avenue and Oak Street. Parking garage access will remain open. Event location and parking. The holiday lighting ceremony occurs on the stage in Old Town Square, with lights turning on throughout downtown Fort Collins. Event attendees should expect a high volume of both vehicle and pedestrian traffic before and after the event. Parking garages are located at the following locations: 1, 209 East Mountain Avenue, Old Town Garage; 2, 128 North Mason Street, the Civic Center; 3, 165 Chestnut Street, Firehouse Alley. Additionally, attendees are encouraged to use public transportation, walk or bike to the event. The downtown lights are funded and installed each year as part of a collaborative effort between the city's Parks Department, the Downtown Development Authority, and the Downtown General Improvement District. Contract partner Save a Tree LLC helps to install or remove the lights from more than 334 trees in the downtown area. The installation of the holiday lights begins in September and takes about 6 weeks to complete. There are more than 65,000 individual lights placed in trees throughout Old Town, which will be illuminated each evening from November 7th through February 14, 2026. Answers on Aging Resource Guide available online. A new updated and online Answers on Aging Resource Guide from the Larimore County Office on Aging is available in both English and Spanish. The change to an online guide available in Google Doc format increases online community access from any online device and allows real-time updates to the guide as they happen instead of a yearly printed version. Real-time updates keep our community abreast of the latest information on aging resources, programs, and services. Funds once earmarked for costly printing have now been directed to the services or aging community needs by the Larimore County Office on Aging. The Answers on Aging Resource Guide serves as a comprehensive directory of community resources for older adults, adults with disabilities, family caregivers, community members, and service providers in Larimore County. Although the Larimore County Guide strives for helpful and relevant information, it is not exhaustive and inclusion does not imply endorsement, nor does exclusion from the guide indicate disapproval. Take a look at the new Answers on Aging Resource Guide, which users can both print sections of or download an entire copy. Share the link with those who could benefit from the information contained in the guide. Community members who have difficulty locating information in the guide are encouraged to contact the Larimore County staff at 970-498-7750 or via email at aging@larimore.gov to connect them with relevant programs and resources. Specialists are available to help from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Monday through Friday. Pictured below is a cover of the Answers on Aging guide. Origins of Thanksgiving. The Thanksgiving holiday history in North America is rooted in English tradition dated from the Protestant Reformation in the early 1500s. It includes the harvest festival in New England that occurs well before the late November date on which the modern Thanksgiving is celebrated. Pilgrims and Puritans who immigrated for England in the 1620s and 1630s carried the tradition of days of fasting and days of Thanksgiving with them to New England. The modern Thanksgiving holiday tradition is a well-recorded 1619 event in Virginia and sparsely documented 1621 celebration at Plymouth, Massachusetts. The 1621 Plymouth feast and Thanksgiving were prompted by a good harvest, which the pilgrims celebrated with the Native Americans who helped them get through the previous winter by giving them food during the time of scarcity. Thanksgiving proclamations were made mostly by church leaders in New England until 1682 and then by both state and church leaders through the American Revolution. Our first president, George Washington, proclaimed the first nationwide Thanksgiving celebration in America, marking November 26, 1789 as a day of public Thanksgiving and prayer. Since then, Thanksgiving in the United States has been observed on different dates. The final Thursday in November had become the customary date in most U.S. states by the beginning of the 19th century. In 1939, President Franklin D. Roosevelt signed a presidential proclamation, changing the holiday to the next to last Thursday in November for business reasons. However, in 1941, he signed a joint resolution of Congress changing the National Thanksgiving Day back to the fourth Thursday in November. The holiday season generally begins with Thanksgiving. Currently, the first day after Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday, marks the start of the Christmas shopping season, followed by Cyber Monday for the online shoppers. Enjoy your holidays. Article courtesy of Wikipedia. Apex Community Recreation Center. Below is a sampling of APEC's upcoming active adult program. You can stay updated on all the latest offerings by visiting apexprd.org. The following activities are all hosted at Community Recreation Center, 6842 Wadsworth Boulevard, Avada, unless otherwise noted. Please register in advance for all programs by visiting online or calling 303-425-9583. Did you know APEX has scholarship and grant money? APEX PRD has been awarded the Colorado Gives Grant to provide scholarships to support our active adults' health. If you have not tried our fee-based fitness classes, hikes, arts, or education classes, now is your time. No requirements necessary. Contact Michelle at michellesapexprd.org for more information. Craft Fair, Saturday, November. Browse the unique seasonal wares of over 50-plus talented artisans and visit the Craft Carousel gift shop featuring more handmade treasures. Refreshments available for purchase. $2 admission at the door are free if you bring new school supplies for a local student outreach. Craft fair hours are from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Vendors call 303-425-9583 for boot information. Drumming. Reconnect with your rhythm. Wednesday, November 5th, 10:30 a.m. Delight in drumming with others in a relaxing fun group setting. Percussion instrument, shakers, maracas, etc. and drums are provided. Bring your own percussion instrument if you like and reconnect with your rhythm. No experience necessary. Just come and enjoy. $40 for residents, $52 non-residents. Spirit of America, John Philip Sosa Band of Colorado. Wednesday, November 5th, 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. In honor of Veterans Day, join us for root beer floats and patriotic tunes provided by John Philip Sosa Band of Colorado, free for veterans. Register by November 3rd. $6 residents, $7 non-residents. Adult Trip, Wild Animal Sanctuary. Thursday, November 6th, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Join us for adventure into the wild as we bus over to the Wild Animal Sanctuary. This active trip requires 2 to 3 miles of walking and a mile into the wild walkway, a 1.5 mile elevated boardwalk that allows safe viewing of rescued lions, tigers, wolves, bears, and other wild animals. Mobility assistant devices are available to rent. Lunch and ice cream options are available on site to purchase on your own during our visit. $30 discount for those over the age of 70. $72 for residents, non-residents, $94. Nutrition, National Hacks for Memory Support. Thursday, November 13th from 1 to 2:30 p.m. While age-related cognitive decline might seem inevitable, it doesn't have to be. The formula for supporting our brain and our memory is simple. Discover how good nutrition and healthy habits can help our memory throughout our lifespan. $6 for residents, non-residents, $8. Speed friending. Wednesday, November 19th from 1:30 to 3:30 p.m. Looking to make new friends? Join us for speed friending. Like speed dating, but strictly focus on forming friendships. Enjoy chatting one-on-one with others using conversation starters. After a few minutes, rotate to meet someone new. Light refreshments will be provided. $9 for residents, $13 for non-residents. Cooking with friends, lunch, Wednesday the 19th of November, 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Learn some new, fresh new flavors and join us as we prepare, cook, eat, and clean up in the Community Recreation Center's fabulous kitchen. On the menu, egg roll in a bowl made with ground turkey, jasmine rice, and spicy garlic edamame. $22 for residents, $29 for non-residents. Bongo Bash, Thursday, November 20th from 1 to 3 p.m. Enjoy an afternoon playing this easy, fun game. Light refreshments and prizes are included. Experience and new bongo players are welcome. Register by Monday prior. $7 for residents, non-residents, $9. Rental opportunities. Looking to host your next event? We've got you covered from groups of 5 up to 250. Call us at 303-425-9583. Boulder Older Adult Services. West H. Wells Center, 909 Arapahoe Avenue, 303-441-3148, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. East H. Wells Center, 5660 Sioux Drive, 303-413-7290, open Monday to Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Groundworks Art Lab Printmaking. East H. Wells Center, Monday, November 3rd, 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Residents, $10. Non-residents, $13. West H. Wells Center, Friday, November 21st, 10:30 a.m. to noon. Residents, $10. Non-residents, $13. Explore unique and experimental art forms of monotype and relief printing techniques. Feldenkrais, Move with Ease, Matte-Based Series. At the East H. Wells Center, Tuesday, November 4th to December 16th, 6 classes, 3 to 4 p.m. Fees are residents $60, non-residents $75. Increase ease and range of motion, improve flexibility and coordination, and rediscover an innate capacity for graceful and efficient movement with the Feldenkrais method of somatic education. Participants will walk, stand, or sit in a chair. Also, lie on the floor in a variety of comfortable positions on the back, front, or side. Participant must be able to get up and down from a mat safely to join this series. Building a Personal Cyber Security Plan Lecture. East H. Wells Center, Thursday, November 13th, 1:30 to 2:30 p.m. No fee. Learn to build a robust cybersecurity plan using antivirus, password management system, back the authentication and support resources. Purple Art November, East H. Wells Center, Mandalas. Friday, November 14th, 2 to 3:30 p.m., $20 per person. Circles symbolize all aspects of human and planet. H. Wells Center, Tuesday, November 18th, 1:30 to 3:30 p.m., no fees. Go beyond traditional journaling and explore a vibrant, personal way to capture travels, thoughts, and memories. For information about programs and services, go to https://boulder-colorado.gov/let's-h-well-program-guide. Weekly newsletter sign-up is at https://bouldercolorado.gov/well-newsletter. Thank you for joining us for The Front Rage, read by Petra Mike.